What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I am a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about how do narcissists react when the police get involved. Oof. So, if you don't know already, before we hop into today's episode, every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I do a live show on YouTube and Facebook called Waving the Red Flag. Make sure to tune in this week right here. We're talking about breaking the trauma bond. So all you do is make sure you subscribe to the channel and turn on notifications, and I'll see you at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But yeah, welcome back, y'all. So,
look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
How do narcissists react when the police get involved? So, absolutely, some narcissistic people, y'all, some toxic narcissistic people, will absolutely lose their damn minds when the police get involved. Some of them will. You know, I know, when people ask me how to get a narcissist to leave you alone, I tell people, I like, regardless, get the police involved. Regardless of what happens next, regardless of whatever goes on, get the police involved. Because if you don't, that narcissistic person will think that they can run over top of you. They think that they think whatever they do to you, it's okay. They're like, okay, well, you're not calling the police on me, so you must be okay with my behaviors, right? You're not doing this, so you must be fine with how I'm treating you, right? You're not doing that, so you must 100% be just copacetic with what is going on in this space. Whether I'm popping up at your job, your house, your work, your place of employment, whatever I'm doing, you must be okay with it, correct? Because if you were not okay with it, you could just block me. I mean, you would call the police. You would just get rid of me, correct? Yeah, because some narcissistic people, they would lose their minds, y'all. Yeah. They would just like sometimes getting the police involved will absolutely get them to leave you alone, you know, and that, like, it becomes a deterrent. Getting the police involved puts it on record, you know. And sometimes, I mean, when I say get the police involved, I don't necessarily mean calling the police and filing charges against somebody. Sometimes it's good to just make an incident report. So there's a report of the incident to make it something to get something on order, something online. I talked to I did a one-on-one with a lady the other day, and she was saying that her narcissistic partner or whatever, she wouldn't directly to the police department and filed an incident report that this person was stalking and harassing her, just to put it on record. She's like, I don't necessarily want to press charges. I just need to file something to put something on record that I've been here, and here's the proof that this is going on. I don't want this person arrested. I just need to come down here and file this, you know, just let you know. That there's something going on. So if I do come back, you already have this to start working with. And I don't know if that works for everybody, but that works for her because her situation is extremely unique. But she said it worked for her. They took down her name, wrote down that she had came in there and she had spoke to them and whatnot about her particular situation. So that helped. That ended up helping her out right there in that space. So just getting the police involved, like, if they put their hands on you, y'all, you pretty much have to call the police. You know what I mean? And that's why sometimes you don't want to do that in the moment. Like, I'm calling the police on you. Because they could, again, y'all, saying out loud that you're going to call the police could make the situation worse. Let's just say that. They could lose their minds. Like, oh no, you called the police on me. I got to take you up out of here. So if they were going to leave you alone and stop doing what they're doing, you saying, I'm going to call the police, they could snap on you. Grab your phone, smash your head, whatever they're going to do, they could just snap and lose their mind and start seeing red and attack you. So telling them that you're going to call the police could put you in danger. But I'm not saying to not call the police. I'm just saying, once they calm down, once you get a chance to go do something, to get a second by yourself, you can shoot a text message to one of your friends to tell them to call the police, or you can call the police in secret on your own. You can just dial 911 and just do whatever. They'll send somebody out there regardless. But you don't necessarily want to alert them to the fact that the police are coming, because sometimes they can snap. You know, sometimes they'll run out the house, sometimes they'll calm down, but sometimes they get absolutely snapped. Just you always use discretion, y'all. Always use discretion. And I know physical violence isn't always a part of toxic relationships. It's typically emotional, mental abuse or whatnot. But you can call the police. Like I said, if they're stalking you and harassing you and just, you know, and trying to intimidate you or something like that, punching holes in the wall, throwing things in your vicinity, pulling out weapons and threatening you, y'all, you might need to go to get the police involved, because sometimes they, like, yes, they can snap, but sometimes it becomes a deterrent. You know, restraining orders are just pieces of paper. If you get the police involved and somehow are granted a restraining order, it's just a piece of paper. It's not a force field, but that piece of paper can be a deterrent to some narcissistic people to get them to leave you the hell alone. You mean they're like, oh, you filed a police report or you have a restraining order on me, I need to leave you alone. That works sometimes in these spaces, because they'll leave you alone because a lot of narcissists don't want to go to jail. They don't want their freedom stripped from them because of this relationship and how they're treating you and whatnot. They don't want that to happen. So it becomes a deterrent to, you know, to deter toxic narcissistic behaviors and traits and things like that. It becomes a deterrent, so they won't do it. They won't necessarily leave you alone, but they might not do it again. You know what I mean? It becomes a deterrent. Again, what deters others, could aggravate the rest of them. Like I said, you file a restraining order, they can still call you, they can still text you, they can still harass you. It doesn't stop them from doing that. They can still do that. I got a message from a young lady, and I know women can be narcissists as well, y'all, but I got a message from a young lady. She sent me a message like, I haven't talked to my abusive partner. I haven't talked to them in a few months. Why are they sending me these text messages? One of the text messages just read F you, you know, the F word. It's an F you. And then the next one said, I'm going to unalive you if you bring somebody else around you, man, woman, child, whoever. Without reasonable doubt, I'm going to unalive you and them. You know, and by unalive, I mean, it starts with K and rhymes with heal. You know, starts with K and rhymes with heal. They said, I'm going to, starts with K and rhymes with heal you, if you have somebody else around you. And here's the kicker, y'all. They already live with somebody else. They live with a person of the opposite sex, that, you know, the sex that they're attracted to. They already live with somebody, but they don't want you to move on. I told her, I was like, have you called the police? She's like, no, I don't do that because they're like, no, I don't want to ruin their life. I'm not going to call the police because I don't want to ruin their life. I'm like, you're not ruining their life. They know the difference between right and wrong. They know they cannot convey these threats to you like this. They know they can't send you a message saying this to you right now. They know they can't threaten you. They're ruining their own life. You're not ruining, y'all. Getting the police involved, a narcissist could panic and just like, oh, you trying to ruin my life. Oh, you trying to do this to me. You trying to do that to me. You trying to take money out of my kid's mouth. You trying to make me poor and homeless. Y'all, you're not trying to do anything. They are doing it to themselves with their toxic, narcissistic, abusive behaviors. They are doing this to themselves. So if you tell them you're going to call the police, or if you already called the police, just in your mind, keep it in your mind that you are not ruining anything that they have going on. It is them in their toxic behaviors. It is them doing this to themselves. It is not you. It is them doing it to themselves. You know, so don't feel bad. I mean, I know I can say don't feel bad. I know you're going to feel bad, but don't beat yourself up for that right there. You know, don't beat yourself up for setting up that type of space right there. You know what I mean? That's how it works right there. Just in that space, because, like, you know, don't beat yourself up. They want to make you feel guilty about holding them accountable. You holding them accountable is not guilt. You don't feel guilty about holding them accountable, because they made the choice to do these toxic behaviors. They made the choice to be abusive. They made the choice to be toxic and manipulative. They made those choices. You didn't make that choice for them. You see what I'm saying? So, but like I said, you get the police involved, it could go a few different ways, y'all. But, like, this is the thing right here, y'all. If you get the police involved and you hold them accountable and you get them out the house, and they somehow circumvent your blocking and restraining order, and they reach out to you, and you talk to them, and you engage them, and you let them back into your house, y'all. The police, just, I've seen this happen before. I've talked to people, I haven't seen it personally in my real life, but I've talked to so many people that this has happened to before, where they are dealing with a narcissistic person, toxic person, abusive person, or whatever, and they get them out the house, they get restraining orders, they file charges, and then guess what? They let the person back into the house. The person is living with them. And the person starts being abusive again. And sometimes that person is ends up taking their life. Sending them on up out of here. Y'all, I know you love these people. I know you care about them, you know, for the most part. But don't let your love and care be weaponized against you to the point where you give up your life for this person. I don't think it's worth that. You know, but I know people are going to say, well, Lee, you don't know what love is. You're a narcissist. Okay. Go ahead and love them to the end of your life, which might be in the next couple of weeks if you keep giving into this toxicity, y'all. Seriously, the more you go back to these dangerous, toxic-ass people, especially if they threaten to put their hands on you, especially if they threaten your life, the more likely they are to end your life. You know what I mean? And I know I say it kind of as it sounds like a joke, but I'm literally not joking. The more you go back to them, the more they think you're okay with the behaviors, and the worse the behaviors will get. So you have to stay empowered, and you have to protect your peace and protect yourself. And like I said, if necessary, get the police involved and hold them accountable. Y'all, don't drop the charges at the last minute because you feel bad for them or you think they've changed. Because sometimes, like, when you press charges on a narcissistic person and you get the police involved, and they'll start to play nice with you. They'll be the nice person. They'll turn into the nicest person ever just to get you to drop the charges. And then guess what happens when you drop the charges? The mask comes off, and they become the person that you file the charges on again. They become that toxic, abusive person again. Very rarely do they change for a long time once you get the police involved, y'all. So it's up to you to protect your peace, to protect yourself, to protect your life. It's your life. You have to live it to the fullest extent possible. You know, so if necessary, get the police involved. And like I said, just prepare for different reactions, y'all, because some of them might leave you alone and some of them might become extremely aggravated and become more dangerous. Just use discretion. Protect yourself. Protect your peace. And if you get out, y'all, stay out. Protect your peace. Protect yourself, y'all. And just, you know, arm yourself if you have to. Anyway, y'all, like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace. Thanks for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, check out joining the channel memberships for behind-the-scenes perks, priority responses to the comments, and a few other things. Link in the description of every single video I do. Thank you so much.